This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good afternoon and welcome to On the Tee Florida, one pro and a hack on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com, FloridaSportsStreams.com on this beautiful November 9th, 2023. We're brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dogs Brewery, serving breakfast daily. And we're not actually at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're live from the Anika, driven by Gainbridge at Pelican in beautiful Bel Air, Florida. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, and the rock of our show each and every week as we tee it up is John Rieger, PG of America, teaching pro and multi-talented marketing machine. And it's great to have you, I guess, in the house. But what a spectacular house, John Rieger.
Well, this is absolutely spectacular. You know, we've been around the country quite a bit, and we've had the great opportunity to cover the PGA Tour, the Champions Tour, the LPGA Tour, major championships. But I can tell you right now, I haven't been back to this club for a number of years before they redid it. This is absolutely fantastic. I can tell you that when I walked on the grounds, I looked at the grass. I thought it was artificial grass. This can't
so
be real
grass.
I
when I walked
I'm
in.
Serious, I did. And I'm looking at the turf conditions, and I get it. You know, I had the good fortune that working at a couple clubs in my previous life here where we had our superintendent was the second in charge at Augusta National. So we gave him a $2.5 million budget to maintain the golf course just like it, okay? Well, they must have a similar budget here because this golf course is absolutely in spectacular shape. It's, you know, it rivals any golf course that I've ever seen as far as course conditions. It's absolutely awesome.
Now, this is where we do the clapping because here he comes, the man, the myth, the legend, Jeremy. I tell you what, Friedman has done a superb job of welcoming us. You know, I had never met him in person. We've had a relationship going back 15 years, and he's kind enough to get us set up. This is, you know, I've done a lot of Champions Tour events, but nothing this cool. And to have Jeremy and the staff just take such great care of us to get set up today. Got the driving range right now. The ladies that just got done with their 18 are out on the driving range working on what they can before we get the sun to set here at the Pelican. What a spectacular track, though. Hidden in this neighborhood, which just astonishes you when you pull up. It's just like a beacon. It pulls you in. And south of Clearwater, if you haven't watched the Golf Channel, make sure tomorrow from 10 to 1 watch it. And then on Saturday and Sunday, afternoon coverage on the Golf Channel.
Well, wait a second. No, you got to do better than just watch on TV. You got to come down here and see this because it's absolutely spectacular.
Well, we'll ask the man. Tickets available, Jeremy?
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, hello to you.
Yeah. Tickets are available at theonica.com. So there's a ticket page there, where you can get grounds tickets. You can also get Lightning Lounge hospitality tickets for the 12th hole. That's just a hop, skip, and a jump from where we are. That's the signature par 3 hole where there is a Lamborghini on the line for any
2-year lease on the Lambo.
2-year lease on the Lambo and $50,000 for the car insurance that Morgan Auto was paying for. So if any player gets a hole in one on that hole this week, it is a Lamborghini for 2 years.
So obviously no hole in ones yet this week.
No hole in one.
Because I'm sure we would be talking about that right now.
So we did not, but there was. I got to find it on the phone. There was in the Pro-Am yesterday, there was an amateur who came within an inch.
Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
I got the photo of it.
So the amateurs would have also got
correct
the 2-year lease?
Correct.
I should have got the dust off the sticks and got out here.
Well, you know, Jeremy, for our listeners out there, why don't you kind of give us the backstory about how this golf course came about with the new ownership and the renovations and how this tournament came to the Pelican Club. Why don't you give us the whole rundown of how that happened?
Yeah, so this, as we talked about on previous shows, so this club is, it was opened in 1925. It's a original Donald Roth Donald Walsh Design. So it has been in this community and it has been around for many, many years. The Doyle family, Dan Doyle Sr. and Dan Doyle Jr., they bought this club in 2018 or 2019. They bought the club. And they play and they've lived in Bel Air pretty much their entire life. And Dan Doyle Jr., who owns Dex Imaging here in town, this is where he grew up and played golf. And this this golf course was it was owned by the county and it was a public course and it was, you know, just it was kind of just slipping a little bit and the Doyles bought it. And they as they were renovating it, so they brought in Bo Welling, who Bo has, you know, he's designing a lot of Tiger Woods' golf courses currently. So he came in and kind of remolded and redesigned, but he kept a lot of the Donald Ross, especially parts of the greens. He kept a lot of Donald Ross features of this course. So as they were redesigning, they sat with Justin Sheehan, who's the head pro here and now the COO, talked about the future of the club. And Justin said, well, what about bringing an LPGA event here? Because Justin coaches LPGA players here in town too. And so they started thinking about it. They started exploring it. And then they pitched the idea to the LPGA. And their first meeting with the LPGA here was when everything was just dirt. And they did their big pitch. And it was kind of like the Field of Dreams movie. If you build it,
if you build it. I'm from Iowa, so I should know it.
Right. If you build it, they will come. Right. And so the LPGA said, yep. The Doyle said, yep. And off and running. And we had, so the first year of this tournament, unfortunately, was the COVID year. That was the first year of the tournament. So it was, it was no fans. And so it's, you know, the course kind of said, all right, this was a dry run, right? Because there was no fans. So it was just the players. So in 2021, my first year working this tournament, that's when we kind of like, all right, this is our true first year.
You had a soft opening and now the real deal.
Correct. Soft opening and then the real deal. And the Doyle family who owns Pelican Golf Club, they do a lot here in town in the community. They sponsor a lot of events and they do a lot for the community and what they do here. I mean, they have done a spectacular job with this course, as you guys have seen as you're walking around. But what they also want to do, they want to make sure that every inch of this property is premier and first class. When the players walk on this property, they have a first class experience from the locker room, from the dining, from the driving range right here.
To the napkins. Look at this.
To the napkins, yeah, with the pelican.
Talk about attention to detail.
Put those back, Mike.
I just had to bring them out as a prop.
Yeah,
so, that's attention to detail, man.
So fast forward. So we're now in the tournament's now in its fourth year. And this year it's in partnership with – so Gamebridge has come on as title sponsor. Annika and the Annika Foundation have come on as tournament hosts. So it's a great collaboration.
Well, how did that come together with Annika hooking up here with this golf tournament?
That was also through Gamebridge, because Gamebridge, when they came in as title sponsor, or when they were coming in as title sponsor, Annika's first LPGA event back since she retired was at the Gamebridge LPGA when it was at Lake Nona.
So there was a relationship there.
Yeah. And this is something that Annika's been wanting to do. She's been wanting to kind of put her namesake on an event. And it was she and the foundation, they talked to Gamebridge, and they talked to the Doyle family and talked about it, and they said, let's make this work. Let's see how we can make this work, because they all have the same vision. They want to elevate the tour. They want to elevate the tournament and make this a first-class event for the players. And just everything that they're doing here, I mean, it's a $3.25 million purse. That is the largest purse on the LPGA Tour outside of next week's CME, and then outside of the majors. The winner's going to get $487,500.
Well, you know, later on in the broadcast, I have the John Regg report and try to pick out a topic that's not really talked about very much.
Yep.
And so the topic I picked this week, and we'll talk about it later on the Tee Florida, is that you talk about golf tournaments, Arnie's tournament. Everybody knows that's the Arnold Palmer Invitational, right. Bay Hill. Right. Jack's tournament, the Memorial. Used to be Dinah's tournament, in the Misco Dinosaur.
Before
and it became a major. Now it's the Chevron, okay, yep. Which is great, and yep. It's wonderful. It's a major. Yep. You know, I contend that down the road, just from what I've seen so far, the field, the first-class venue, the community support, this could be the next women's major.
It could be.
I would put good money on it, with Annika behind it and the love of worldwide of her fan base.
Yep.
You know, what'd you say? 57 young female golfers in some capacity have participated or been touched by Annika Sorenstam. I mean,
of course, you have to take that with a grain of salt, because when he says we'll put good money on it, we're in the radio business. We don't have any money.
Hey, that's why it's easy to bet it.
Yeah. And then but. Mike, John, to your point, what you were talking about Annika as the host, and there's 57 players in this field who are quote unquote Annika alums, who have played in either an Annika collegiate event or an AJGA event. right behind the table here is where we've been doing our press conferences this week. That's been kind of one of the big questions is what has Annika meant to you? What has Annika meant to this tournament? Everybody out here has an Annika story, right? Either they've met her, or they grew up idolizing her, or they grew up and they wanted to be like her. And now that this tournament is her namesake event, and it's the sole namesake event on the LPGA Tour. I think that's key. I think this could start, you know, a whole new direction for the LPGA Tour, because like you said, you've got the Memorial with Jack Nicklaus. You've got the Arnold Palmer Invitational with Arnold Palmer that was there. You've got down in Dallas, you got the Byron Nelson. So, and what we say here, the full name of the tournament is the Annika Driven by Gainbridge at Pelican. That's the full name of the tournament. We call it the Annika, right? And it rolls off the tongue pretty easily, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to the Annika.
So the question I ask you, we'll take that as a yes.
We'll see.
We heard it here. We're going to flag that, you know, in the archives right here. We'll heard it right here.
You know, last night on the Golf Channel, and you probably saw this, or you probably didn't because you're too busy, and you were over at the Sports Hall of Fame. But I got to watch for 3 hours. They had back-to-back documentaries that they done on the Golf Channel about her upbringing and how she, you know, progressed and the first, you know, lady since, I believe it was Babe, yeah,
yep,
to play on a men's PGA. And the impact, just watching that, and her upbringing and the simplicity of it. She was going to be a tennis player, for cripe's sakes.
Yep.
And then she evolved into a golfer, very competitive, and her sister and she. It's a wonderful story. There isn't a hole in her resume that doesn't allow people to want to admire her and look up to her.
Right.
And one of the classic things that I thought about it was she was unbelievably shy when she first got out in front of the public. She said that in Sweden, she'd get close to knowing that she could win an event. She'd throw it so she didn't have to get up on the podium and talk about her round. And her parents knew that's what she had done. Mm-hmm. That's how shy she was during that period.
Well, yeah, one of the things about Annika, I'm the vice president of the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. We just had our enshrinement in Jacksonville last night. So Annika was class of 2022. So we enshrined her in Orlando when we were there last time. And one of the things we do with our enshrinees, it's not necessarily about their athletic career. Everybody in the Hall of Fame has a wonderful athletic career. It's outstanding. But a lot of times when we induct people, it's not like you have to wait 5 years. Most of our inductees, it's 5-10 years out of the sport, because what they do after the game, after they're relevant as a world-class athlete, really counts. And Annika is scored, you know, A+ in all those categories on everything. And she's just such a wonderful mom. And she's a golf mom now.
Yep, she is a golf mom. She's not shy.
She digs it.
Her kids are going to be out here all week this week, and I think Will particularly really has the golf bug.
Now, are they going to play in that PNC tournament coming up?
They should. Yeah. I don't.
They
I don't,
did last year.
I don't think
so.
They've announced the field yet. Yeah. I would expect them to. Yeah.
Well, I imagine young Will's like, Mom, we got to play.
Oh yeah.
Got to.
Well, if you got Charlie and little Will, I mean, yeah. You know, and then John, not Junior, but. Not John anymore, but Junior. Yep. You've got some kids already creating names for themselves, and he'll be one of them.
100%, 100%. And it's to your point, Mike, when you were talking about how Annika was really shy growing up. She talked about that in her press conference this week, and she hosted. She was the host for our Women's Leadership Summit, That was a couple of days ago where we had 250 C-suite executives here in the clubhouse. And it was just, it was a sight to see, just to hear her tell that, how at, you know, at one point she was shy, and kind of how she's been public with that she would be nervous about winning tournaments because she would have to do an interview.
Right? Yeah.
She would want to finish second so she wouldn't have to do the interview. And so now, fast forward, and John, to your point about the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, what she has done since she retired in 2007 when she founded the Annika Foundation, I don't think she even knew how big was going to be then. I mean, she does. They have events all over the world. They have an Annika event next week, clear across the world that they're going to. And she has inspired so many of these players out here. There's these pillars here on the driving range. There's one right on the other side here that's 88 total Annika alums that are on the
Oh my God.
Right? And she's doing right here on Saturday, she's doing it's called her Share My Passion Clinic. She basically travels around the country and does these clinics for junior golfers and kids who have not had the opportunity to basically take up the game of golf. And so she's going to do that here on Saturday. And she does these all the time, all over the place. The Annika Sorenstam, the young player who was so shy, you wouldn't think that she would be doing that, right? So her whole thing, and we talked about this previously, the hashtag of this tournament is Lead with Legacy, right? And that's what she's trying to do. That's what the Doyle family is trying to do. That's what Gamebridge is trying to do with this tournament. It's this collaboration together, because Gamebridge has been a longtime partner and supporter of the LPGA Tour with multiple title sponsorships. So this is the start of something really, really cool here.
You know, we talk about the impact of Tiger, and when you say Tiger, and now we're saying Annika. But as you look like at the leaderboard today, and there's one red, white, and blue flag represented, and that's Lexi, and that's superb, and that's great for fan traffic and eyeballs. But the impact worldwide that she's having, and you know, right now, looking at the age of these young ladies. Mm-hmm. The women's game is in great hands with Annika leading the way, without a shadow of a doubt.
It totally is, and kind of like
what I think it's better than the Tiger story, personally.
Yeah, and I think because everybody, I mean, it's to compare it to Tiger, you know, especially us growing up playing golf, we all watched Tiger do what, you know, what he did. I mean, in the early 2000s, I don't think it'll be ever be replicated again. On the women's sports side, I don't think it'll be ever be replicated either. I mean,
all sports.
Yeah, 72
name
wins.
Name.
That means 72 wins on the LPGA Tour, 90 plus wins worldwide.
Well, you know, Jeremy, our listeners out there are probably thinking they hear music going on. Are we cutting Jeremy off? No, we're not. What's going on behind us here, right here on the driving range?
And he was concerned about it.
The players are working, or you know, they're hitting golf balls, and now there's music right behind him playing. What's going on back here?
So we brought live music out just for you guys.
Oh, fantastic!
Because they knew we were a customer down at Ferg's. We usually got two bands. We got a party going on, and I appreciate your concern for us. But I was concerned that we were going to have to move, and I thought, oh, that's it? Music? I don't care if it's a rock band.
Yeah,
we're not good.
Worried about, but first you have to hit that reset button real quick.
Yeah.
With a 7-second delay.
No, there's
in the sports bar.
So here on the driving range, we've got a section of the driving range called Club 59. So in paying homage to Annika, Konica Minolta, who is one of our big sponsors and big supporters of this tournament since year one, they're doing a reception for a lot of their key clients right over here. So that's going on for the next hour and a half. So there'll be a little acoustic jamming going on, and maybe some songs that we know that we might be humming to over the next hour and a half.
We got to understand our listeners out there. They play scrambles. They've got boom boxes. They smoke the cigars. They have a few cocktails. So this is right up their alley.
So, Mike, on the original question about tickets, I'll dive in because we have a pillar here about the 12th hole. So like I said, tickets are on sale at theannika.com, the tickets page there. Grounds tickets and then hospitality tickets with it's called the Lightning Lounge, which is our partnership with the Tampa Bay Lightning. We actually had Thunderbug here today.
Thunderbug was here, and you guys were over there last week when we had John.
Yep. Yep. So, and we've got there's a Lightning have a home game tonight. We've got some players and caddies going to the game tonight. And,
beautiful.
There's more players and caddies that are going to the home game on Saturday. But the 12th hole, like we talked about with the Lamborghini, that's the signature hole. We not only have the
is Lightning, that the party hole.
That's the party hole. And it's also the family experience hole. We've got the Lightning Lounge out there. We've got the Hero Outpost. All military current and veterans will get complimentary admission here, especially in honor of Veterans Day on Saturday. And then there's a special hospitality area there for exclusively for them on hole number 12. We also have these high-end cabanas and Champions Club out there, but there's also on the far end, there's this family area. We call it the Chill Lounge.
Where, I like that.
Where kids can go. We've got like a three or four putt-putt course where kids can go and putt. And there's also a 30-foot putt out there that BayCare is sponsoring. Any fan that makes that 30-foot putt, we, the tournament, will be donating $100 to BayCare's Birdies for Babies program. And here at the tournament this week, every birdie that's made by the players – $50 is donated to the Birdies for Babies program. So our goal is to get to at least $100,000 that we, the tournament, donates straight to BayCare Health and their Morton
Bravo
wow. Foundation this week.
You know what's really cool about the children's area there is that you bring a kid out to a golf tournament,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if they get excited about it, they immediately want to get a club in their hand and do something. Now they can right there.
Yep.
You know.
And it's in that hole. It's a great par three setup because there's so many holes around it. So you can go to that 12th hole, you can hop over to 13, you can hop over to 15, you can hop over to the other nine, and it's so wide open that families and you know, families with kids can just hang there for the day. There's spectator seating out there too. So it's a really cool area just to kind of get the full essence and the full vibe of this tournament.
You're listening on the T Florida. We're live from beautiful Bel Air, Florida, and it is the Annika driven by Gainbridge at Pelican, and we've got Jeremy Friedman. He is the head of the media world up here, and two years now, you tell me?
2 years, yep.
2 years. So prior to that, a illustrious career with the Golf Channel.
Correct.
And what have I missed? Oh, and a diehard Georgia Bulldog. Go Dogs.
That's right, 100%.
Go Every Dogs. Time I turn around in this state, John, I run into a Georgia Bulldog.
Hey, you know, Jeremy, I was just, you know, checking out your background a couple of weeks ago when we had you on the show the first time, and this is not your only tournament that you do this for, is it?
No.
How many are there?
So the company I work for, Outlier, we're the tournament operators for this event. We do 10 tournaments total, 8 on the LPGA Tour. A Champions Tour event down in Naples, the Chubb Classic, which is the season, the first domestic event on the PGA Tour Champion next year, and then also a
Corn, we'll be there,
and also a Corn Ferry Tour event, a new Corn Ferry Tour event up in New Jersey called the Magnet Championship, up at Matitoconk National, and then for me, I also handle PR for the American Century Championship Celebrity Tournament.
Oh, now that must be a hoot.
Blast!
But you know what? For some reason, I don't know why it is, but every year I seem to watch it. It's just the way that it's positioned on the schedule. Maybe sometimes it's opposite the Open Championship, and that's already done by, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then this is on. So tell us a quick story about maybe one of the best things you've ever experienced about that from in a celebrity interaction.
I love that.
There must be quite a few characters there.
Oh, they're
you only
see them on TV
and they're throwing the football around and they're having a good time. I can only imagine.
I bet it's high maintenance too, though.
So with me being the longtime former head of PR of Golf Channel and Golf for NBC Sports, so that American Century Championship is owned by NBC Sports. So I was a PR guy for years and years and years there, and I still do that in my new capacity. So I'm the PR guy, I'm the publicist, but I'm also kind of their protector too, because there is a lot of media that comes out that wants to cover Steph Curry, that wants to cover Travis Kelce, wants to cover
Aaron Rodgers,
Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, especially this year with him going to the Jets. Well, yeah, I've got plenty of stories. I mean, I guess for this, the most recent one, the probably one of the cooler things was being on the hole and watching Steph Curry hit that hole in one. I just happened to be on that.
Oh, hole. You were there?
I just happened to be.
Saw him come sprinting towards the hole.
I just happened to be on the hole, and then I handled all of his post press.
But that was an army.
It was a total army. I mean, those guys. It's hard to really pinpoint one story, but I'll tell you, as a whole, that tournament, those celebrities and those athletes, from Justin Timberlake to Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce to Jerry Rice to Steve Young to Ray Romano. I mean, that is the first thing they block on their calendar. They block it off on their calendar in the summertime because they know it's going to be a tremendous event. They know for the tournament wise what we do. We do a lot for that community, and they know that we're going to take care of them. And you know, and for me, it's just it's fun to be the PR guy, the golf PR guy for them, because in their world, I'll give Aaron Rodgers as an example. Aaron Rodgers, you know, he talks football, right? Especially this summer, it was all about him going to the Jets. So we had all this New York media that were coming. But you ask Aaron Rodgers about golf, and I'm sure you guys have experienced this. Oh, he will go.
Oh, he will. That's talk. His passion. I've seen him.
That's the beauty with this event is. All with all these celebrities and all these athletes, they love talking about golf because it's their passion. It's not what they do for a living, right? And that's a sport that kind of brings everybody together. I mean, like last year, Justin Timberlake wasn't able to be there this year because he was working on an album. But last year, he brought his wife and kids were out there, and it was a whole family experience, right? And that's kind of what a lot of these athletes do. They bring their families out. So they want to introduce their kids to not only, you know, legends in other sports and all that, but kind of really introduce them to how cool golf is, and that mom and dad are just loving the game of golf and doing something outside of what they do professionally.
You know what I love about that event too is you've got all these great athletes we're talking about, but then when you see a musician, Kenny G's a nice stick, mm-hmm. you see these musicians or comedians that take it very serious, and you see, you know, well, Jack, I can't remember his name, he was a soap opera star.
Jack Wagner.
Yeah. Tremendous golfer.
Come on, I watch this every year. I know, you watch the soap opera.
Anyway, watching those guys compete against these incredible world-class athletes, I love that, and I'm always pulling for them, believe it or not.
You know, flip the script. You know, talk about golfers and, you know, and football. So years ago, we were doing a golf show down at Raymond James Stadium, and it was a golf show in the morning, and then we had the whole thing set up so the Bucks pregame show could come on from there. And what happened is the talent, the host for the Bucks pregame show, were in a big traffic jam, and there's no way they could get there. So we had Hal Irwin on our golf show, and he was wonderful, but I think he had to be on. You know, the Champions Tour lined him up for us, and I think it's just he was promoting something. He just had to be on. And it was a wonderful interview, wonderful guy, but you could tell he just wasn't excited to talk to a couple of yahoos in the Tampa Bay area on a golf show. So we told him, I said, listen, Hal, can you hang over a little bit, because I know you played football for, you know, for Colorado
and Chicago Bears,
and the show hosts for the Bucks pregame. They're here. Can you talk a little football with us? And he was piped up, and he says, yeah. And he did about 45 minutes of the football. And it's a good thing he did, because we knew nothing about football. In fact, people were starting to call in. Who are these guys? Come on. Golf pros have taken over the pregame show. This is ridiculous.
You were doing the Bucks pregame show?
So the football people, they love to talk golf, and the golf people love to talk football.
100%. And it's cool that with this event that we do, especially that event out there, like when they see me, they, you know, it's almost like a big family reunion. They see me as the, you know, I'm the golf PR guy, right? I'm the one that kind of helps connect them.
You're the voice of reason.
Yeah, I'm kind of the voice of reason. I'm the one that's, you know, it's gonna naturally, I'm gonna help facilitate interviews with them, but I'm gonna protect them at the same time.
Yeah, you're gonna say, they're gonna come up to you and give you an idea, and you're gonna say no. Doctor, no.
I mean, I will say one of the cooler things after one of these events. So we were at a couple of years ago, we were at Disney World myself and my family were walking in Disney World, and Alfonso Ribeiro, who plays the American Century everywhere every year, he was at Disney. I had no idea that he was there. And so we were walking through Magic Kingdom, and my cousin goes, "I think that's Alfonso Ribeiro." I looked and turned around and said, "Oh, yeah, it is." And so he looked at me, he's like, "Jeremy, Alfonso." And my cousin and my family just sat there and thought,
"You know him?
What?" he stopped from hanging with his family.
How cool is that?
And came over and gave me a high five and a hug.
You got some street cred there, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. He said, "How you doing? Hope you have a great Christmas." And I said, hope you and your family does too. Enjoy the time here." And so I walked off, and my family just looking at me going, "Are you kidding me?"
Hey, yeah, speaking
that's
of this,
what you do for a living?
Yeah, speaking of this, you know, normally when you have an event, you know, you have a pro-am before. Sometimes major championships don't do it, but this one, you had three pro-ams, didn't you?
Yeah.
And so tell us about that. And did you have anybody famous show up and play in the pro-am?
Well, we did. We had on Sunday, it was called the Pelly Pro-Am. So it was a pro-am for the Pelican Golf Club members. And we had on Sunday Tino Martinez, former New York Yankee great,
exactly,
was out here, as well as Baron Corbin, WWE superstar,
wow,
who also lives here in Tampa, who is a single digit handicap.
Now, did you have any logo shirts in the golf shop that could fit him? I mean, you know, just the you have to cut the sleeves open or something?
No,
he's a single digit.
He's
handicap.
He's a 9.8.
Wow,
he is.
I wouldn't want to beat him.
he's a solid guy.
Wouldn't have a chance.
Yeah, so he came out. He has done a few things with the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour. I met him the beginning of this year. One of my other events on the LPGA Tour is the LA Open at Palos Verdes Golf Club, which happened to be the same week as WrestleMania. In LA. And so I've got, and because WWE is connected with NBC and Peacock and all that, so I've got colleagues there. So so my PR brain just went into overdrive and said, okay, at WrestleMania, that's their big event of the year. They're going to be doing promotional opportunities all over the place. I know that there's wrestlers that are big golf fans and big golfers. Let's get them to come and play in our program. So we did. We got Baron Corbin, came out and played in California, and then also Dana Brooke, former WWE superstar, she came out and played as well. And Baron and I got to talking because he lives in Lutz. And so he's lived here for a long, long time.
A lot of wrestlers in this market.
Yeah. And so he's been here a long time. And he said, "Jeremy, let me know when this opportunity is again." And I said, "Well, we have the Annika coming in November." He said, "Absolutely." And so he played in it on Sunday. Had a phenomenal time. He's going to come back out here this weekend with his wife and young daughter. His young daughter has yet to see a golf tournament. His daughter naturally has been to a WWE event, and he told me when after the pro-am, he said, "I want to bring her out because I just want her to see this experience because my daughter wants to be a wrestler. I don't want my daughter to be a wrestler. No. I want her to be a golfer."
Beautiful.
And you bring, she comes out and experiences this. Because we know this out here on the LPGA Tour. I mean, the players are, they are one, they're first class, but they will sign everything. They will pose for photos, and all that. And it's an inspirational thing. So anyway, so Baron's his family's going to come out here this weekend. We have a lot of celebrity athletes that are here throughout the week via a sister company of Gainbridge called Parity, which is it's kind of a brand ambassador company that's trying to help equal the balance of men's and women's sports. So this week is kind of a big celebration of women's sports because this is one of three events that Gainbridge is title sponsoring. They're doing this one.
For Billie Jean King?
They're doing the Billie Jean King Cup tennis event in Spain. And then also this is the final week of the NASCAR season. And so they are sponsoring the Women with Drive Motorsports Summit out at Phoenix with Lynn St. James. So we have celebrity athletes and Olympians here all week. We had Lisa Leslie here the past couple of days, and Shasta Everhart, who's got an injury, so she wasn't able to play. But they met Annika and Nelly in the pro-am yesterday on number 9. Annika brought them out. They came out on the green, asked if they wanted a putt, and Lisa gave Shasta her putter. and said, all right, you try and make this putt. It's a 30-foot putt, left to right break, sunk it.
Really?
And that was on Wednesday. That was on Wednesday.
That's some good video, some good promo huh?
So we got the video on the phone, and our videographer captured it and shot it. So we started with the Pelly Pro Am on Sunday. We had the Raymond James Pro Am on Monday. And then yesterday we had the official Pro Am, the morning and afternoon Pro Ams on Wednesday. So it's been a jam packed few days so far out here.
Talk about Raymond James' contributions. I mean, this Champions Club, I walked in there. One of my clients is a Raymond James financial analyst and provided me with a pass. I went in there and I didn't partake of the food, but it was quite the spread. And there's three locations around here. Yep. With their representation with this Champions Club and their title sponsor. I mean, a sporting sponsor, a great contribution from a local corporation.
So Raymond James has been a partner of this tournament since its inception. They're a premier partner, and they were the title sponsor of the Monday Pro-Am. They were the title sponsor of the Women's Leadership Summit here yesterday. They do a lot. Again, they do a lot out here with the Champions Club, and they are, you know, they're a Tampa-based company, right? So they are huge in this community, right? And they believe in kind of what we are doing here with growing and elevating this brand. And Raymond James they were very quick to say, yes, let's jump on board and let's help elevate it with you guys.
You know, I'm just sitting here looking at this beautiful golf course, looking at the range as the sun's getting ready to set. And it's bringing memories back of my youth of running that ball picker out there and
I used
picking
to
up too. All the golf balls. I used to work for the PGA Tour for a while, and and at TPC clubs, you had to have not only like the Pro V1 or brand new golf balls for if a tour player came by your club, but you also had to have like four or five gyrations of different golf balls and stuff like that. And it wasn't for the members. It was for when a tour player would come by. And, of course, certain TPC courses like Scottsdale or, Sawgrass, they have, tons of them. What? I'm just kind of curious, what golf balls are they hitting out on the range here for the ladies?
I knew you were going to come. You were going to come at me.
Did I just stump you on this?
I didn't think anybody could stump Jeremy.
Well, you know what? We're going to find out. You know what? You know how we're going to find out. So
I think I just need to walk into the other hitting bay right here.
As soon as you walk around the corner and we go on break, we're going to run out there and steal a golf ball. No, we're just kidding.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting. I'm curious what the ladies hit on the practice range here. Because I know that one of the clubs that I owned, we hosted a Nike Pro Am. It was a Nike tour came to Gainesville, so it was the Country Club Ocala. So we had all the brand new golf, but they had practice on them, and they were all brand new, Titleist golf balls just for the Nike tour players. And then after they were done,
I probably never had a ball that nice.
Yeah, we picked up all the balls as fast as we could because the members were stealing them left and right.
Yeah.
And we gave them to junior golf.
Yep.
So I assume that's probably what they do with the golf balls here. We'll see what happens.
I think during the break we can just walk right over there to the edge of the driving ranges and just look to see what kind of golf balls they are. And then
speaking of break, let's take a quick break. We come back. We're sitting with Jeremy Friedman. We are live at the Anika up here in Bel Air at the Pelican on the tee, Florida. We'll be back. Brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka. Stay tuned.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
On the Tee, Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Butner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Kerry McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee Florida and Ice Pick Vodka.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. John Rager, of course, PGA of America. He's my sidekick, one pro, one hack. He's out here in the driving range looking for balls right now. I don't know what he's doing. And he pulled Jeremy Friedman away. But that gives me an opportunity to talk a little, take care of a little housekeeping. We're live at the Pelican, at the Alica, the Game Bridge at Pelican in beautiful Bel Air, Florida. We're here each and every Thursday. Typically, we're at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. That's, of course, our 19th hole clubhouse studios, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka. And that, of course, is Fred Forsley and the gang, Sea Dogs Brewery, Shipyard Beer, and our good friends at Great Bay and Michelob Ultra each and every week. Remember, we have two golf simulators down at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We also have BOGO going on right now. Come on down and rent a bay. It's $40 an hour. Get four guys. It's $5 a piece for a couple hours. It's a great opportunity. We're going to be launching long drive contests this coming week. We're going to be launching a new league. We've got a lot of things up our sleeve down there, 13th and Central, right across from Tropicana Field in downtown. And looking forward to that. Typically, John Rager, he's got some prizes here. John Rager typically is up there at St. Augustine Beach. He flew over here in his car to be on the show tonight after a great 2 days up there in Jacksonville for the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. And Jeremy Friedman, John Rager has started this. He's pilfering golf balls from the driving range.
Well, no, there's a backstory here. So Jeremy and I, during the break, we ran over to the range because the question was, what kind of golf balls are the players using on the practice range? Because it's special. You know, they have to have a ball that they represent.
Do I get to look at one?
Well, you will in a moment. Okay, so there's four different types of practice balls they use. Four.
Oh, my gosh. Types.
Okay, so the number four ball that is used is TaylorMade.
Are we talking pool?
So this is, see, the TaylorMade. And not only do they have brand new TaylorMades for the LPGA.
They've got a Pelican on it.
They've got a Pelican on it.
Now, there's Pelican on everything.
Isn't that cool?
This place is unbelievable.
In fact, I think around the corner.
It reeks class.
At this party, I think they're putting, you get a Pelican tattoo, I think. I think they're doing that.
I'll get right over there.
So anyway, so that's the number four ball, okay? The number three ball was brought to my attention was Surixon. And look at this, brand new Surixons. Another Pelican. Now, the Pelican's blue versus the other one.
Freddie Couples will be happy about that.
Now, the number two ball, Callaway. Now, Annika represents Callaway. So we're gonna call that the number one ball, but it's the number two most used is what they said there on the practice range. And then...
Brand distribution here.
Then the number one ball, Titleist.
The Titleist.
And it says Tour on the side of it, too, which is pretty cool. So that's the ball count here at the
Let me ask you this. Range. This is what a hack is. You know, you've been putting up with me for over a year and a half, almost 2 years. Are these the same balls that meant that the men use?
No, you know, actually,
there are different balls.
The women will use a slightly different compression because ball usage.
So it wasn't that stupid of a question.
Now there are women out here that generate so much club head speed that they will use a ball meant for a male PGA Tour player. But all in all, the amount of compression a golf ball is really important for our listeners out there. Don't just think just because you want to blast it out there as far as you can that you need a 100 compression ball. What you need to do is, hey, Jeremy, thank you for being on the show here. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, take care. We're out of your hair.
He's got a lot on his plate.
He's got to get back to work. So those are the four balls. Now, we have an expression in the game of golf. If it's free, it's for me. But in this case, if it's free, give me three. And I walked out of there with four free, brand new spanking range balls. And who knows? Annika may have hit this earlier. I think Lexi talked.
Are you going to share one with the old man?
I will. I will decide. It's going to take me all day. Which one? I'll tell you what. You get first choice.
No.
Would you like the Titleist?
I'm used to range balls.
The Sirixon.
I'm used to range balls.
Which one would you like?
I'm used to range balls.
Okay, well, then I'm going to keep them all for myself because...
Then I will pick
one. I don't get them for free anymore unless I steal them off the range
all right.
at an LPGA Tour event.
You can have the Callaway since that happens to be Annika.
Okay, I'll do that.
I love Paula Creamer.
Okay.
And I love Freddie Couples, and they're both Sirixon.
Well, here you go, and it's got a pelican on it.
Beautiful.
All right, that's fantastic.
That was kind of you, John Rager.
Well, you know, it was actually kind of fun because Jeremy ran right over there, and I said, I better stay close before they throw me off the range here.
Now, look at right now, as we're perched, actually. We're on the driving range and a bay. This is a training bay typically for the club and the pros and the teachers that they have up here. But he just set us right here, and it's spectacular. The sun's just getting ready to set. What a perfect day for golf, and the rest of the weekend is going to be ideal as well. And we still have some of the young ladies out there on the range.
Oh, yeah, they're working hard out there. In fact, I saw a fellow PGA golf professional named Joe Hallett. He's a famous PGA teaching professional. He works out of the Legends Golf Club up in just outside Nashville in Franklin, Tennessee. And
Kenny Perry's neck of the woods.
Yeah, and he and I worked together years and years ago in Ocala and also at a golf course called Black Bear Golf Club. And so Joe was the PGA of America Teacher of the Year, and so he actually has quite a following of young tour players that stuck with him. And he's been at it. You know, I say young tour players. He's been at this for 20 years, working with some of the best players on the LPGA Tour. So he's really, really good.
Well, look at this facility. I mean, the state of the art. You've got three bays here in a brand new building, obviously, that we're housed in temporarily for today. And maybe, possibly, we're talking about a Sunday show on Florida Sports Streams on RadioSaintPete.com. But right next to us is where the caddies check in. I talked to them today. And did you see it on the wall? Those were all shafts. And is that where they repair them right away? Or?
No, actually, they made the teaching center here, which, golf instruction center, whatever you want to call it, game improvement center, is actually, it's like a giant garage. You could probably park two RVs in this place. And it's actually where the members would go, or if somebody wants to work on their game. And so you have everything known to mankind to be able to fit yourself for golf. I mean, you have all the state-of-the-art technology. So right now it's the temporary interview area. And it's also the temporary broadcast studios for this week for the radio shows like ours. And so when you ask me a question about all the shafts, what happens with that is that when you fit people for golf clubs, the shaft is so important. That may be the very number one most important variable that you can have, is to get the right shaft. You know, the grip size is important, and the composition of the club, and the perimeter weighting and the length and the lie, and there's all kinds of things.
Yeah, we talked to Bobby Van Sweden the other day.
Exactly. So there's a lot that goes into it. But generally, from a golf course manufacturing standpoint, we had a small company years ago, and basically what you sell off the shelves, it's about 90-some% of the population. They could take it off the shelf and play it. It probably won't make that big of a difference. But now that you have the technology today, it's worth it to get fitted, because golf clubs are so expensive anymore. You just don't want to go buy a set of golf clubs and blow a lot of money and not have them fit you. You'll just give up the game. It's bad for the game of golf. So when you see all those shafts there, sometimes it is literally trial and error. The great Bobby Jones, Late years, after his career, he donated his golf clubs to the USGA Museum that he won his Grand Slam with. And they're just, it was just a grab bag set of golf clubs where he just picked them out of barrels throughout the years. And so they used this sophisticated testing that came about, back in the 90s for vibration testing for shafts and things like that. And they discovered that they're all perfectly matched all throughout the set. He just did it by grabbing clubs out of a barrel and working around with his hands by feel.
You're listening on the Tee Florida. We are live right up here at the Anika. And of course, I've got to make sure, driven by Gainbridge at the Pelican. And Jeremy made certain that I had that hammered in my brain. And, we're brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Michelob Ultra, as well as Shipyard Brewing and Sea Dogs Brewing. Our flagship's right down the road, actually right up the road here, WTAN 106.1 FM, AM 1340. Maddie on the controls. I appreciate everything he does for us. And, of course, WDCF AM 1350 and WZHR FM 104.3 FM. Up north, we're on WGRO AM 1250, WDSR AM 1340. RadioSt.Pete.com, Joe Bedreau on the controls. And, of course, our new launch, Florida Sports Streams. We've got shows on Monday. We've got Big Monday. That's Oscar Garner III. And Axeman Alex Reba, that's Monday from Sea Dogs. And we're launching Get Your Fit Together on Wednesdays. That's noon to 2 at Ferg's. Thursdays, of course, on the Tee Florida, typically live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And then Fridays, we've got Bump Your Media. That's on Florida Sports Stream from noon to 2, covering high school in the Pinellas County, the entire state right now, with volleyball and high school football playoffs. And then Saturdays, basically our cornerstone, what we launched 3 years ago. We're coming up on our third anniversary on the 19th, and that is the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection right out front of Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill each and every Saturday. Come on down. That's an absolute blast. It's a variety show. We try to keep things positive, and we don't cover the mainstream sports like the boys do over at the Four Letters, and we have a lot of fun with it, the Rowdies, and we'll talk Eckerd College, we'll talk high school, and typically reach into the, we're going to talk to you about the festivities that took place the last 2 days in Jacksonville, and you're a warrior, man.
Well, let's just talk about that right now, the Florida Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement. The Florida Sports Hall of Fame was established in 1961 by Florida sports writers. And every year they would enshrine some of the greats in sports. And so what happened was last night up in Jacksonville at the Florida Theater, we enshrined seven great athletes. We had
what a class.
It was a great class. You had Greg Coleman, who's a famous punter for the Minnesota Vikings, Florida A&M University. We had Leroy Butler, Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Green Bay Packers, baby.
And we had Shannon Miller, one of the Fantastic Seven. Remember her from the Olympics? Great gymnast. We had Elaine Larson, who's a jet car driver. So one of the first female jet car drivers out there.
I love the diversity of the sports that you guys have focused on.
Yeah, we try to cover it all. We had baseball coach Jeff Johnson, Chipola. He's won like 16 championships through Chipola Junior College.
Last year we had bowling.
Yeah, we had bowling last year. And so, rounding out the class, when we looked at it, we had interviews on the stage with everybody, but it was really important that Vince the Prince Carter and also Tom Coughlin. And I tell you what, each one of them had a great story to tell. Each one of them has a close Jacksonville connection. So we're thankful to the city of Jacksonville. They were our major sponsor for this event. It was first class all the way. And we're looking forward to the 2024 enshrinement in Orlando.
Is Tom Coughlin come across as a little sour?
No, not at all. Very warm human.
Good to see. I know he's a diehard Catholic. My mom loves him. All right. We'll be back. Hour number two right here on the Tee Florida, live from the Anika at Pelican. And, of course, we'll be back with hour number two. John Rager, Mike Rickard on the Tee Florida. Stay tuned.